Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi. Let's have a weekend.
Podcasts.
I put a lot of effort into that today, and I'm a little bit disappointed by some of the comments that are coming through. Someone saying, if I didn't already know what you were saying, I wouldn't have a clue what that was. It just sounded like someone had really violently stood on your toe or something. Well, I'm not being funny, right? But how long have we been doing It's Only Blue Friday? How long now? One that doesn't speak? 4 years? About that. So if you don't know what I'm saying by now, surely it doesn't matter that it's just all noise. If it's just a... Does that actually matter now? I don't think so.
Why did you have your script in your hand then?
Because sometimes I forget the words.
You did have a script for that one.
No, that's for the timings of when I needed to come in.
Oh, I thought you
think I just...
But the way you were looking at it, like, every time, like, when you got to only, you looked down on it, and I thought, he can't have forgotten Blair.
Blair? No, I didn't forget what was next.
I just wanted to know the time for Blair.
That's right. Oh, hang on, there's some good ones coming in now. Fair play, Mills. That was epic. Ben the Sparky in South Wales. After a poor few weeks, you are back. That's from Doyle in Sunny Stoke. Outstanding. I had to make a customer wait while I was listening. That's from Richard in Cambridgeshire. You complete me. That was amazing. IOBF. Best one for ages. From Carlos. You did Rocky Balboa justice with that effort. Oh, sorry, no. Don't think you did Rocky Balboa justice with that effort.
Average at best.
That's from Steve in Stratford.
I like the way you've got a self-filter on these texts, so you just read them all out to be good, even if they're rubbish.
Actual hair stood up. I like you again now. Oh, thanks, Andy in Norfolk. Okay, then, it's only Blue Friday, and this is Mills on Radio 1.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Well, seriously, what have you got planned for next week? I had to do some really weird stuff today.
Like what?
Like lifting really heavy weights, but like on a harness. So like I've got this harness on.
You keep talking about this harness. I don't know what...
I've got this harness on and then I have to like lift weights by the side of me. It's obviously involving some heavy lifting next week.
Oh, like World's Strongest Man.
Yeah, that kind of lifting.
Oh, like doing a mile pulling a massive truck on a piece of string.
Something like that. This is the Sport Relief Miles from Hell that I'm doing next week. You will be able to give some money to Sport Relief and at the same time watch Complete Humiliation. And that'll be me then.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, I don't want you to take offence, listeners, right? But there are certain rules about things that get sent in to Radio 1, okay? Obviously, listeners do like to send in presents sometimes for DJs, like birthdays and stuff, which is really, really nice, and we really do appreciate it. But we've always been told that you shouldn't really eat a cake that has been sent in by a listener. Because, now, I know, don't take offence, like I said, most of you, I know, would bake me or us a lush cake and we would eat it and we'd be absolutely fine. I'd say 99.9% of you. However, there is the risk, and that is that some people out there, they might put something bad in that cake.
Well, not just that, but, you know, you don't know if they've washed their hands or, yeah, like...
That's
there's
true.
Always people around. Like, even some of your friends, you wouldn't eat a cake that they'd made.
Like who?
Well, do you remember the one time in the office where we used to do cake club, and yes, then somebody had been off sick with a stomach bug.
Oh, and yeah,
came
and she was
back
like
the next morning, and they were like, "Oh, I've made a cake." Yeah, and everyone was a bit like,
"No, thanks.
Don't think that's to be advised."
Yeah, I've just had a stomach bug, and I've made a cake. Actually, you're all right, thanks.
Or like people, you think, "Oh, they might not have washed their hands first." I wouldn't eat a cake cooked by Kesha.
Is that because of her fingernails?
Yeah, I think she might have a little bit of, you know, the little grimy bits underneath.
Yeah. And her hair, worry. I mean, I love Kesha.
There's bound to be a hair in it, wouldn't
there? Yeah, there would be a hair in it.
I don't think she'd wear one of those plastic ones off of Sainsbury's cafe.
Yeah. Anyway, so no, if Kesha came in now and went, "Hey, there's a big cake."
Where does Kesha speak like that?
That's my generic...
Blah, blah, blah.
No, I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't even have a slice of it. Anyway, most of you I know would be fine, but there's always going to be some people out there that would send something bad in and then we'd get ill. So generally the rule is not to eat them.
Not when I put laxatives in your cake.
Here's the thing. Now, I've been sent in something by someone called Kevin, who's one of our listeners. Now, thanks very much for this, Kevin. It's my birthday coming up. Now, I don't know Kevin personally. I don't think I've ever met Kevin.
You can't guarantee that.
I can't guarantee it, but I don't think I have. And he has sent me in, they're all wrapped up in birthday wrapping paper. He sent me in some pants.
That's nice.
Yeah, so thanks for those, Kev. Now, they look box fresh. They are in the box. They don't look like they've been tampered with.
Do they smell box fresh?
I did have a sniff. They do smell box fresh, yeah.
I think you're good to go then. Are they your size?
And now everyone's going to say, "Oh, why did you sniff them?" Tell me that's not the first thing you do.
I always sniff pants.
So do I.
9 times out of 10.
Yeah, just to make
you
sure.
You regret it. But,
no, but you, that's the first thing I do. Anyway, so they look like they haven't been tampered with. They look like they're just in the box. It's fine.
Are they to your style?
They're all right.
Describe them for me.
They're just white boxer shorts.
Have they got anything written on them like Scott or Hot Stuff? Or?
They've got a brand name on. I'm not going to say the brand name. But they just like regular boxer shorts.
I think you're good to go.
Do you think?
Hmm. What are you worried about? Wearing Kevin's pants?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm
getting a lot of people just going, "Really not," from the live lounge.
He wouldn't have sent them to you if he didn't want you to wear them.
Well, surely it's the same as the cake theory. 99.9% of our listeners could send me in pants and they'd be clean and fresh. Then there's always the danger that there's, you know... Whatever the percentage of that is, that they won't be.
I think you're all right with pants, though. You're not going to eat them, are you?
Do you think just a boil wash would suffice? I'll try that tonight.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.